The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Woo! Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Good morning. It's Adam Abdallah and Tyler Aki in for Cap and Jay Hood today. Every morning at 7 a.m. during the week, weekdays, 7 a.m. The guys have the day off, so we decided to come in and take over the studio for 3 hours. What's up, Tyler?
What's going on? Thank you. Love you.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Love you. This is going to be great. Listen, the guys aren't here, but we're still going to talk a lot of Bears. We're going to do a lot of football stuff. We're going to talk to the Fat Jack a little bit later on today, get some gambling for the weekend. College football starts tonight. I know week zero, whatever. It's like the appetizer. That's the fried calamari.
We get rowdy tonight.
Yeah, that's the week zero was the oil on the plate with a little bit of Parmesan cheese and some pepper, and then you dip the bread into it.
Yeah,
that was week zero. Now we're into the meat of the season. But the Chicago Bears have made a few moves yesterday. When I was here with Cap yesterday, we talked about Alex Leatherwood. We had a few people call in about Alex Leatherwood and whether or not the Bears should pick him up after the Raiders released him. And the Bears did indeed pick him up to play on that offensive line. And I watched him at Alabama, Tyler. He was great at Alabama. He was awesome. But that whole offensive line was great. And they may or may not have played against the best competition that year. You know, obviously they played in the college football playoff, and he did see some run. But this is a guy last year who was penalized 16 times, a lot of holding calls, a lot of illegal use of the hands and whatnot. So it was very sloppy. Now, is he going to start? Probably not. But this is a guy who came cheap because the Raiders picked up most of that salary when they released him. So you have an opportunity now to a little bit of a reclamation project. He was a first-round pick, you know, a first half of the first round. So he is someone that you can maybe coach up a little bit and get something out of who when the Raiders didn't want him. One man's trash is another man's treasure, right?
And you look at the timing of it all. I mean, he was a first-round pick last year. It's not like he was a first-round pick 3 years ago. He was a first-round pick 6 years ago. Last year, and the quick turnaround there. And one of the other things that you brought up there is the penalties with him. And I think this is something that I have confidence in with this new coaching staff. What's one thing we've already seen drastic improvement in?
Clean sheets.
Yep. Not a lot of penalties. I think they had 13 penalties for the entirety of the preseason. I mean, how many times did we see 13 penalties in a single game last year?
I mean,
or under Matt Nagy in general. So if penalties is your biggest downfall right now or one of your big problems, I think that's something that, especially for a guy who has only been in the league for a year, I think that's something that you can correct. Give it a year, maybe a couple games, and he'll probably be a little bit better in that department.
It is a little bit concerning, though, that a team just gave up on a first-round pick like that, right?
But there was a regime change there,
too. There was, and I understand that. But there was a regime change here, too, with Tevin Jenkins, and they figured out how to make him work, right? And Tevin Jenkins is someone who has had injury history. Alex Leatherwood has not had that injury history. So if they can make it work with Tevin Jenkins, I'm pretty confident that they can make it work with Alex Leatherwood. Matt Eberflus met the media yesterday, and he talked about adding Alex Leatherwood.
Yeah, so just what we've studied. You know, we studied him on tape. We looked at him. You know, some guys have been with him. You know, guys that were in Vegas last year. And we have a couple coaches on our staff. Of course, I know Coach Marinelli used that as a resource. So, and we got nothing but good reports. And we're excited to have him. And, you know, we'll see where he goes from here. You know, it's a clean slate. It's a fresh start for him. and we'll see where we start him at. Again, we're not going to disclose that right now. I'm still working with the coaches on that. But it's a clean slate and a fresh start for him.
What does this team like about Alex Leatherwood that maybe the Raiders did not?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that, you know, when you look at him is, you know, that stands out would be number one is run blocking. You know, his run blocking is really good. He's got good balance when it comes to that. He can stick and stay on guys. Yeah, that's what we like about him the most right now. And he's going to develop his game. He's a young player. He's a young player, and we got some really good coaches, you know, to help him. You know, Chris Morgan's one of the best line coaches in the NFL, and we're excited to have those guys paired up together.
And like we mentioned with Tevin Jenkins and the development of him and moving him into right guard and what he's going to be able to do, does this, the development of Jenkins, allow them to have more time to kind of train Leatherwood the way they want him to be and maybe clean up some of those penalties?
Yeah, I think it's just shows that we can don't ever give up on a guy, you know, and always, you know, always keep the door open for him and keep teaching him, keep coaching him, keep teaching him, you know, keep believing in him. And that's what we're here to do. You know, we're here to encourage the guys along the way. There's a lot of adversity in football. We're here to challenge them. And that's what Simo does. He does that. And his meetings are awesome. You know, they're open forum meetings, guys, veterans helping younger players. He's helping the younger guys. And that's why you see the development in there, as we've seen, you know, at guard, at left tackle, you know, all the way across the board. And we're going to continue to see that because he's a good teacher.
Matt Eberflus meeting the media yesterday talking about the addition of Alex Leatherwood. And so now you have your offensive line. You've got some extra depth, which is good. You always need depth because it's rare that those five guys on the line are going to stay healthy. They couldn't stay healthy during the training camp. So
right.
It's rare that they're going to stay healthy the entire season, especially Tevin Jenkins, who has back issues as a concern. He couldn't play most of last year because of it. So now you've got your offensive line pretty much set and some depth there. Set, and now they look to week one, and we're about 10 days away here from, or no, less than that. We're about 8 days away here, 9 days away here from having football on September 11th.
So the other thing, too, is the positional flexibility. You heard Eberflus not put a designation on him. Is he going to be a guard? He mm-hmm. played tackle in college, right? And then you've got a guy like Tevin Jenkins. Is he going to play guard? It looks like he's going to play guard, but who knows what's going to happen with Tevin Jenkins. I think some people thought at this point he wouldn't be on the roster right now. Given all that. And then you hear Lucas Patrick. He might play a little bit of guard when he comes back from injury. So having positional flexibility on a unit that across the board, across all NFL teams, you see a lot of injuries come down. It's good. Now, here's one other thing with Alex Leatherwood that I found interesting. This is from Ian Rappaport last night. The Bears were the only team that put a claim in on Leatherwood. Hmm. Now, part of that could be the salary that came with it. Again, yeah. He was probably the most expensive of the waiver claims yesterday. I'd have to look through the numbers of all that, but I'd imagine he was the most expensive. But it's still a smart move in my eyes because you're only on the hook for $5.6 million, I think it is. You can get off of this after a year. Also, you've got the option, if it does work out, you've got the chance to pick up that fifth-year option down the road, too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of promising things, I think, that are coming from this move. Is it going to work? Who knows? That's to be seen. But
yeah.
I think having the option to have a guy who was drafted 17th overall last year is good, more good than bad. And we don't know about any character issues or anything like that.
No, he's always been a great guy on and off the field, as far as I know, especially with his time at Alabama. And, you know, you mentioned the money there at the $5.9 million that they're going to have to pay him. And the Bears had about $13 million in cap space that was supposed to go to Roquan Smith. That was supposed to be factored into giving him a new deal, maybe giving him a bump in salary this year. And then that's what you needed that money for. You also got to have a little bit of money just in case you got to pay guys for injuries and whatnot. But having that money there that you didn't spend on Roquan afforded them the opportunity to sign a guy who could be a decent depth piece or maybe eventually a starter if someone gets hurt on that offensive line. Speaking of Roquan Smith, he met the media yesterday as well and talked about the chance of a contract possibly at the end of the year.
I'm not focused on that, if I'm being completely honest. Like, my focus is, you know, this year I can, and then I'll go from there. I don't want to, you know, look forward too much to the future or anything like that. I'm just focused on now, having the best year I can with my teammates and going out playing the game that I love, because that's what means most to me.
And any chance he is in contract talks in the next few weeks here before they're not able to?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I'm not focused on that right now.
All right. Well, that's it from Roquan. I mean,
man of many words.
Yeah, I hope this doesn't like linger throughout the season. I hope he's not asked about this all the time throughout the season. Like, oh, did you get a contract deal done? He's not going to. He's not going to get a contract deal done this year.
I'd imagine, especially when you're self-represented like he is, negotiating in season is just that much more difficult. We see players with agents across all sports. They don't like to negotiate their contracts in season. Mm-hmm. So especially when you're representing yourself, I mean, you want to get called into a meeting with Ryan Poles after every single practice or after every other practice. No, you don't want to do that. That's just a pain in the ass that he doesn't need to take on this year. I don't think something gets done between now and the end of the year. Who knows? Is it going to be a franchise tag deal next year? Are they going to come to some sort of resolution? But I think he's going to have his chance to earn his money this year. And I think more likely than not, he does.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with the franchise tag is you just kind of piss him off more at that point, right? I mean, he's going to get $18 million. That's the franchise tag. That would be around the franchise tag number, so it's decent money. Because I think we all assume that that deal would be $18, $19, maybe even at the highest range of $20
million. Well, that's the interesting part, too, because when you look at Roquan, he would be one of those players who would be, what is it, the top three you take the average of? Mm-hmm. He would be one of those guys who would be going for a contract that is around top three. So for him, it doesn't really look like a bump in pay. For a lot of these guys, the franchise tag is a bump in pay. Oh, it's just you don't get that one. You only have the 1 year of security there as opposed to the 3, 4, or 5 of a contract extension. For him, his deal would be in that range of the $18 to $20 million, whatever the franchise tag would land at. So he may even be taking a pay cut as opposed to if he were to get a true contract that he's looking for.
Yeah, I think he absolutely would, because I was fine giving him $20 million over 5 years. Give him $100 million. It's a nice round number. It probably looks good on paper for him. But he didn't like whatever they gave him, minus the de-escalators. And now this is your Bears team. This is your 53-man roster. I mean, the depth chart is pretty much set. There's no questions about who's going to start at quarterback this year for game one. So now that the dust is settled, 312-332-3776, you've got the Packers, you've got the Vikings, you've got the Bears, you've got the Lions. Maybe I listed them in that order for a reason. But how do you see this division shaking out? You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. You can tweet us at Adam A. Abdallah or at Tyler Aki underscore. That's right. It's underscore. At
yes,
the
sir.
End. Not the middle underscore. At the end underscore.
At the end,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The end underscore. Mm-hmm. Why the end underscore? Was there already a middle underscore?
No. I have been sniped on every single just flat out Tyler Aki. That's what I would prefer.
Okay.
Everywhere except for TikTok and Venmo.
Oh, okay.
So
now we know if you throw your Venmo out there while you're at it, you might as well, right?
Why not? I've been sniped there, and I don't like anything like in the username, and I think that like the underscore at the end is the most nondiscreet of all of them. So I
rolled
with that. Yeah.
That's fair. I didn't want to go with Adam A. Abdallah. My middle name does start with an A, so it works. But there is an Adam Abdallah. And
that's the worst.
And he never tweets. I found him.
Yep.
He never tweets. And every once in a while, he'll DM me and be like, what did you do? Who did you piss off? Because he's getting all this stuff from people.
That's awesome.
And because they just assume it's at Adam Abdallah and not Adam A. Abdallah. And so every once in a while, it's like once a year maybe, I'll get a DM from him and be like, what did you do? He opens his Twitter like twice a year. And I'm like, just give me the handle, man.
Yeah.
But then I would have to change everything because now I'm at Adam A. Abdallah cross platform. So Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat.
I feel like you need to buy the Adam Abdallah handle from
him. No,
you can't
him.
You can't buy it. Yeah.
I'm not paying him.
See, I've got.
We'll crowdsource the funds.
Yeah, I mean, just Venmo Tyler.
Venmo to bump Adam A. Abdallah. So the Tyler Aki, this guy's, I think, like 2 or 3 years older than me. So he just got to all the usernames before me.
Ugh.
But he's a FLID. For those who don't know, I'll let you Google that.
What is a FLID?
Look it up.
Oh, you youth.
He was a club lacrosse player, I think, at Florida State as well.
Farmer-led irrigation development?
Nope.
I was
going to
say the same thing.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. I see it now.
You know what it is now, Shane?
Yeah, I see it now.
You know what it is? See, you know what I'm talking about. I can't say it, right? I can
Correct.
Say parts
yeah.
of it. I can
Correct.
Say three of them. But I can't
Stupid
say the first
or
one.
Physically uncoordinated. That's what we'll go with.
Okay, I gotcha. I gotcha.
So, yeah, that is
All
what
right.
I'm dealing with there.
All right. Well, 312-332-3776. How do you have the division shaking out? We are 1 week away from the NFL kicking off. And so The Bears are what, like 9 days away? So 312-332-3776. How do you have this division shaking out? We'll tell you how we have the division shaking out when we come back right after this.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
It's Cap and Jay Hood, Adam Abdallah, Tyler Aki in for the guys. Follow us on Twitter at Adam A. Abdallah, at Tyler Aki underscore. Finding a lot of people tweeting us that saying that they, or a few people, not a lot of people, a few people saying that they don't have the handle that they want.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, in a perfect world, you get your first crack at it. But, you know, what's funny, too, is I think there's like two Tyler Akis in the world. And this guy just snipes me.
And he takes it.
Yeah.
And for those wondering what a FLID was, it is a blanking Long Island douche.
Yeah.
You can say those words.
I can say three of them.
You can say three, yeah. I say you can say blanking.
Yeah, okay.
It works. It works.
Don't effing. Lose the
you
license.
You can say effing.
Yeah, you can say effing. There's many ways to dance around it, Tyler.
We were told to not lose the license today, Abdallah.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I think, weren't those your parting words yesterday?
Yeah, well, that's what the, yeah. Yeah, and welcome to the big leagues. So 312-332-3776. How do you think this division is going to shake out between the Packers, the Bears, the Vikings, and the Lions? If we look at the odds on FanDuel to win the division, Green Bay, the obvious favorite, minus 155. To win the division, the Vikings next at plus 240, the Lions at plus 950, and the Bears coming in at 12-1. A lot of people pessimistic about what the Bears are going to do this year. I tend to disagree. I think they're going to be decent. I think that this division is going to be pretty decent as well, with a lot of teams, the Vikings, the Lions, and the Bears, all around 7-8 wins. I'm not high on the Vikings. I'm not as high as some people are on the Lions, and I'm higher on the Bears than most. And the Packers are obviously going to run away with it. If you look at the win totals for the year, the Bears on FanDuel are still at 5.5. Some places you can get 6, 6.5, but on FanDuel they're at 5.5. The Lions win total is 6.5. The Packers win total is 10.5, and the Vikings win total is 9.5. So for me, the way the division would shake out, Tyler, is I would still go Packers 1, Vikings close 2 and 3 to the Bears. Like, it's going to be a toss-up between the Bears and the Vikings, I think. Okay. And I'll believe it when I see it with the Vikings.
Yes.
I'll be late to the Lions.
Yeah.
I'll be late to the Lions party. Listen, you can believe in all the hype you want to. I still don't like their quarterback. I'm not a big fan of their coach. You want to believe in the Hard Knocks hype or Hard Knocks curse, which I believe it in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So to me, the Lions, they could still win 6 games or 7 games and still have a successful season. They were the third best team against the number last year, meaning they covered the third best. They were in a lot of games. You remember watching, if you're watching the Red Zone late, they would always go to Lion games late because they were in those games. So for me, that's kind of how it shakes out. The Packers, by far,
yes,
class of the division still.
No doubt.
Unless Aaron Rodgers has a catastrophic injury or whatever, and then obviously it's up for grabs. But until then, and hopefully that doesn't happen, I wish an injury upon anybody. But until then, you've got, to me, the Bears and the Vikings are still kind of neck and neck. And then you've got the Lions right after that.
I still have the Vikings comfortably ahead of the Bears, probably by like 2, 3, maybe even 4 wins.
Ooh.
But I'm with you. I have the Bears at third in the division. I have the Lions at fourth. Like, I'm right there with you. I am going to be late to the Lions party. I'll believe it when I see it. The Dan Campbell, I mean, they're a meme team right now. That's what they are.
Yeah.
I mean, Dan Campbell can have
meme
his
team.
Dan Campbell can have mean girls out there. No, meme team.
Oh, meme team.
Yeah, they're a meme team.
Meme team.
Yeah, come on, get with the youth.
All right.
But that's a team that they have their cute little catchphrases and stuff like that. And Dan Campbell is going to bite this and bite that. But at the end of the day, that's a college-driven narrative right there. Like,
yeah.
That's Dan Campbell would work in college football.
Absolutely.
And he'd work for, like, 3 years at, like, Iowa State or something. And then go take a real job and then flounder. But in terms of the NFL, like, that stuff doesn't work. And the Hard Knocks stuff is something that every year I feel like people fall trapped to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the Colts. They got the in-season Hard Knocks last year.
Ugh.
And lost to the Jaguars to close out the season. Like, every single year it's this Hard Knocks hype, and then everything just comes to a screeching halt.
Yeah, and I can't trust Jared Goff. I can't trust him. He's not. And, you know, you can say anything you want to about Justin Fields or whatever, but when those two teams play, the Bears are going to have the better quarterback on the field. So if it's a close game and the Bears have the ball at the end, I'm going to trust the better quarterback if it comes down to it. 4 minutes left, whatever. You've got each team's going to get a possession. I trust the Bears because I trust Justin Fields and what Luke Getsy can scheme and what I've seen in the preseason to make them a better team than the Lions. I also don't like Kirk Cousins at all. Right. I don't think, like, they've got great weapons. Justin Jefferson's awesome. Like, they have great weapons. But to me, the Vikings are still a problem because of their quarterback. And I think that maybe right now Kirk Cousins is better than Justin Fields just because of game experience and whatever. But maybe by the end of the season, we see Justin Fields take that next step and we see him make that improvement. And we see that last game of the season against the Vikings, that on the field, if it does mean something for the Vikings, that the Bears actually might have the better quarterback at that point because Justin Fields has made such an improvement. Because I think when it's all said and done, if they were both the same age or whatever and the same experience level, Justin Fields is the better quarterback. Yeah. Justin Fields is by far the better quarterback. Now, they don't have the weapons that the Vikings do. You know, you don't have Dalvin Cook and you don't have Justin Jefferson running down the sideline 90 miles an hour. But I'm still taking the better quarterback. I agree with you. They're not as good yet, but they're right. To me, I think they're a little closer than you think.
Well, I think the offensive line situation is better in Minnesota. The weapons situation is better. And I just think the sum of the parts right now is better in Minnesota. Now, I think here's one thing that I'm intrigued with the Bears this year. Are they going to be one of those teams who is going to be really good in the first half against the spread? Because they're going to come out well-disciplined. They're going to have a game plan. They're going to have a scheme. But maybe you just have too many young guys that don't know how to play four quarters of NFL football quite yet. So are they going to be one of those teams that is just going to be really frisky for two, three quarters, but then let some leads slip away in the fourth quarter? I could see that being the case with this Bears team for a number of games this year. Like, you talked about the Lions last year being really good against the spread. I'd imagine the Bears would be in that same category. They're going to play in a lot of games decided by 7 points or less this year because they're well-disciplined. They're not going to shoot themselves in the foot with penalties and with undisciplined play. So I think it's going to be one of those teams that's going to be really good for three quarters, but once you get to like the 7 or 5 minute mark in the fourth quarter, you might see the wheels fall off a little bit with this team.
Now, as of right now, they are a favorite, or they are a dog in every game except for two games where they're a favorite.
I think that'll change too.
I mean, right now,
it's one Detroit game, the Detroit game at home, and then the Houston game, I want to say.
At home, yeah. So week three against the Texans at home, and then the Bears, when is this game? It is week 10 against the Lions at home. They're also a slight favorite. Like, it's the, you still get 3 points at home, but really, if you dig into gambling, like, they shouldn't be getting 3 points. So as of right now, they're a 3-point favorite against Houston and a 3-point favorite against the Lions. Now, that could change. They're a 7-point dog at home to the 49ers, who have who has a quarterback who hasn't played real professional football on a competitive level. He played, what, a few games last year?
Yeah.
But other than that, he hasn't played in 2 years. He sat out his entire, they had one showcase game for him before he was drafted at North Dakota State. But other than that, he hasn't really played a lot of football. So I think you're catching the 49ers at the right time. So that could be a win for me, or at least a cover for me. So I think, I think you're right, because once you get to the later half of the season, although the second half of the season, week 10 on, Lions, Falcons, Jets, and then you've got some big ones against the Packers, the Eagles, and the Bills, where they'll be most likely a significant underdog in those games if what we think is going to shake out. So how do you think the Bears season is going to shake out? How do you think the division is going to shake out? 312-332-3776. And a great debate. It is Labor Day weekend upon us. I would say 90% of the people, at least in this office, will not be here tomorrow. And so they're taking the long weekend, the 4-day weekend. The last barbecue is upon us. I have a pressing question for the Chicagoland area and for you guys coming up next.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Adam Abdallah, Tyler Aki in for the guys today. Cap and Jay Hood have the day off.
That's a 6-day shuffle.
Listen, you think Cap here, has papers in here?
No. Newspaper.
Newspapers. Yes, he has newspapers.
He's reading. He's reading.
Like the newspaper doesn't have the same.
Yesterday
sound,
in the meeting,
has a little more depth.
And Shay and JR can attest to this. He's flipping through the paper. Oh, Finley went to Pittsburgh.
That is the best. He'll come in with his Sun Times, and then he'll just read transactions to us for 10 minutes before I can get a word in.
Does he give you like the obituaries too, and like the classified ads and all that stuff?
The farm report. I mean, come on. Newspaper. It's all on the internet. I got a newspaper on the internet now. And speaking of, I don't know how, there's no transition there. I'm just going to the next thing. It is the end of summer. Summer is over. It is Labor Day weekend. Danny Zetterman, our director of content.
Happy 1st of September,
thank
too.
You.
Your favorite month is over.
One of my least favorite months is over. If we have to do month rankings here once again, October is superior to everything, followed by November, then probably September, then maybe like May, June, July, and then August and all the winter crap. That's how it goes.
Look at you, Mr. Sweater Weather.
That's
over
how it
there.
I love it. I love it. I love a good. I'm wearing. You'll see me in nothing but hoodies. It's the second it gets to 60 degrees.
Oh, the home field hoodies.
Oh, when it gets to 60, the high's only 60 degrees.
Yep.
That's it. That's it. And it's not hospice, as Cap was saying yesterday. I don't understand that reference. But it is the end of summer. It is the final barbecue. And I don't mean that you're done grilling. I grill all year round. But I mean, like, this is probably your last like get together barbecue of the year. It is a long weekend, and in the New York Post, there was a poll, burgers or hot dogs at the perfect barbecue and or tailgate. America decides. Like it literally says, America decides. So
bum, 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 bum.
What do Americans prefer? Do they prefer burgers or hot dogs? What does America love? I like burgers personally.
Yeah.
I'm a burger guy because to me, as a Muslim, I can't always eat the hot dogs. So it's weird for me to go up to a dude who's 6 Miller Lights in, and I'm like, hey, man, are those beef? And he's like, I don't know. They're just hot dogs.
It's all the same.
They're all hot dogs. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm getting a burger then. So I always go burger. Also, it's a better base. There's usually more bread and meat there.
There's more food.
There's more
food
there.
This is like the Chipotle bowl versus burrito. Like, there's more food. It's been proven. There's more food in the bowl. There's more food with the burger.
You can pile that bowl up as high as you want to, and then they smash it down with the lid. But I always go burger over hot dog and then put whatever condiments I want on. We're not going to condiment shame here. But I always go burger. What do you do?
I go burger, too.
Okay.
With cheese.
Yeah,
a little
of
bit of ketchup, some pickles. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. I'm not gonna shame you. I have a burger right here. Actually, I have a smash burger right here. The fine folks, smash burger. This is a leftover burger. This is.
I was telling JR,
burger.
I've never had a breakfast burger.
This
so
is
he's
a
gonna
breakfast
run up and get us some later on.
Shay, JR, what do you guys go to?
I think I'm a burger guy generally, but it depends who's cooking them. Because you can,
that is true.
You can screw up a burger. It's incredibly difficult to screw up a hot dog unless you just burn the hell out of it.
Mm. Well, no, I like the char dogs too.
Mm-hmm. They can be good.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's just fully all char, there's got to be some non-charred parts. But I think it depends who's cooking them.
I need a jumbo char dog because I don't want like the second. I don't want to like dress two dogs. Like that's just too much work. Just give me the jumbo just so I can do one and be done with it.
Oh, you don't go two?
No, I'd rather just do the one jumbo and be done with it and then grab some other stuff. But yeah, I lean towards burger as well.
Okay, well, America is with us. And America, 66% go with burgers. How about that?
I'm surprised by that.
66% of Americans would prefer a burger according to this poll from the New York Post. And also, not only that, but more so in the Midwest and the West. If you continue to go out east, obviously Coney dogs and all that kind of stuff, continue to go out east, it's more hot dogs than hamburgers. Also, weird, I guess this was a poll of all foods that you can get at a cookout, because in Maine, pasta salad won.
Of course. Yep, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like fun there.
Why in Maine do they want pasta salad? I don't get it. Why do they prefer that over anything? I like pasta salad. It's fine, but I'm not going pasta salad over a burger.
Hot boy, hot girl summer. That's why.
The pasta that just sits in your stomach.
Yeah, but it's a
that's
burger.
A lot of carbs there. At least you're getting some meat with a burger.
I, I, Okay, here's the other thing, too. You bring up the East Coast and, like, the Coney dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Those buns make no sense to me.
Really?
You ever had, like, an East Coast bun?
No.
Okay, so
just,
it's...
Just bagels.
So the bottom portion and the top portion of the bun
mm-hmm.
are normal.
Okay.
But then they, like, cut the sides. So it's like the... Like, you know how there's, like, almost a skin to a bun?
Ugh.
Right? They skin the sides of the bun so it's just, like, flat bread. I'm trying to think of the best way
what?
To describe it.
They, yeah. like, they pulled bread out of the bread?
No, but it's, like, sliced. So it looks like normal, like, a flat of a loaf of bread. It looks like that
thin,
on the side.
Like a yeah, hot dog bun it, thin.
You feel out of what? Place. Yeah.
What are we
you,
doing?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. 312-332-3776. Burgers or hot dogs? What do you do? What do you like? What are you going to be eating this weekend as Labor Day weekend is upon us and the end of summer is here? Eddie, of course, is on the north side. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, boys. How you doing?
We're well, good.
It's always the burger because the burger is cooked fresh meat. Hot dogs are pre-cooked and then they're packaged where you're just heating them up. So they're not really fresh. They've been cooked already.
Okay.
At least most of them that I've ever, you know, what, eaten out of the package. But I prefer a nice outer skirt steak on the grill, and that's what I'll be doing.
All right, Eddie. All right. How do you like your burger?
A little pink in the middle.
Okay. I can get behind
Never
that. Thanks, Eddie.
On.
And what do you think about Ohio Never State quarterbacks, on. Eddie?
You got what? Oh, my head was going to explode when they started talking about they wanted to draft the second Ohio State quarterback in Chicago.
Oh, C.J. Stroud?
C.J. Stroud.
Oh, yeah?
And then two years after that, another Ohio State is going to, because you can look out on State Street there, mm-hmm. pick a nice guy built, athletic, throw him at Ohio State, and he'll be a good quarterback.
All right, thanks, Eddie.
What about
have
Joe Burrow, Eddie?
All right, have a great weekend, guys.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye.
Eddie. Well, Eddie goes with burgers. 312-332-3776. What are you going with? This poll also had this in there. When it comes to the menu, 84% of people believe that everyone in attendance should bring at least one item to the barbecue. And if you don't contribute to the barbecue, 46% of those people believe that you won't be invited again for not bringing something.
So I always bring something. You just, like, out of courtesy, someone's inviting you into your home, you bring something, right?
Now, your barbecues are probably a little different than the family barbecues that are happening, you know, around in the suburban area. Your barbecues are still the let's get drunk as fast as we can type of barbecues.
Yes, yes.
So what are
Spot
you bringing
on.
To the barbecue?
What am I bringing? I'll always bring some sort of alcohol
okay.
with me. TBD. It depends on the crowd that you're gonna see. And then I will occasionally bring dessert. I bake a lot.
Okay.
So,
ooh, really?
Yeah.
What? Hold on. How long have you been working here?
Coming up on 3 years.
Why have you never baked us anything?
I can. What do you want?
Whatever you bake.
All
I
right.
didn't know we had the great Aki Bake Off over here.
No. It's more. Let's say it's more hobby and of convenience. And I haven't done it as much lately. Now that I've been here more.
Okay.
So I haven't. I can't remember the last thing I've actually baked, but yeah, I do a lot of like cookies, brownies,
okay.
all that stuff.
All right,
yeah.
all right. So, what kind of food item will you bring? Will you bake cookies?
I'll bake cookies. I'll bake brownies.
Right.
Every once in a while, if I have a lot of time, I'll make Buckeyes.
Ooh, look
those
at you.
Those are my
you.
Favorite. Yeah, those are my favorite.
Look
I used to make
you.
Those a lot in college, too.
I'd make more Great British Bake Off references, but I don't know if you've seen it. So.
I don't think I have.
Okay, well, you should watch it. It's great. It's so wholesome. They don't win anything. They just do it for the
joy
of the
they
bake.
They do it for the love of the game.
They do it for the love of the bake. It's amazing. It's so good. Tom's in Oaklawn. What's up, Tom?
Oh, man, sometimes there's nothing more relaxing than watching those British people bake bread.
Isn't
I
it?
Can't
it's
tell
so awesome.
Or find love on an island.
And you're That's right. It. It's not like for a cash prize or anything. They get like a platter.
They get like a baking platter. They get a cake platter is the prize. That's it. And
yeah.
obviously like
but,
social media fame and all that kind of stuff. But
it
yeah.
pays for itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not to get off track, there's nothing better in a tailgate than a good grilled Polish sausage, throw some mustard and grilled onions on that sucker.
Okay.
Beats both burgers and hot dogs.
Okay.
Out of the water.
I kind of put that in the hot dog category, though, Tom. Yeah. Like, if we're looking at encased meat, it's an encased meat.
It's all the same.
Yeah, isn't it? It's an encased meat.
Well, no, it's not all the same. Like, if you had to, if you had the layout of, like, a Polish, a brat, or a hot dog, I'm going with the brat.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. 312-332-3776. Do you prefer burgers or hot dogs? What do you do during a barbecue? Call us up. We'll take your calls coming up next.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Oh no! Breaking news.
Here we go.
Adam Abdallah, Tyler Aki in for Cap and J Hood today. According to Adam Schefter and many other NFL sources, the Broncos and Russell Wilson have reached agreement on a five-year, $245 million contract extension that includes $165 million guaranteed, sources tell ESPN. The deal now ties Wilson to Denver for seven total years and $296 million, another massive QB deal in the books. Russell Wilson is 33 years old. He will turn 34 at the end of November, so that means he will be in Denver until he's about 40 years old, and that's kind of old unless you're Tom Brady.
Like, and that seems like the new age now for quarterbacks. Like, can you get to 40? And I think Russ, the way that he's sort of set his career up, has been one of those guys who you think would be able to get to 40.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's taken a lot of hits. He's taken a lot more hits than Tom Brady just by the way he plays. You know, he's very physical. He can run. He can do all that. So hopefully the body can hold up until he's 40. But with the rules now and everything like that, and I think that, you know, Mr. Unlimited, as he's in
Broncos country.
Unlimited in Broncos country. He will be with Denver. And I actually like them. I think that they can. I think they make the playoffs this year with Russell Wilson. I think they've got a great defense. I like their weapons. I think that they that the Broncos, I think there's three teams out of that division that make the playoffs, and the Broncos are one of them
this
year.
They might have the best offensive line in that division,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. And that'll go a long way, especially when those teams are just going to beat up on each other.
Yeah, when you got Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
Frank Clark.
Division. It's going to be awesome. And it all starts in 1 week. But 312-332-3776. Summer is over. It is Labor Day weekend. I'm sorry to those who love the sun in the summer. Danny Zetterman is angry because summer's over. Our content director, he'll be down here later to yell at us about saying summer's over a bunch of times. But what do you prefer? 66% of Americans prefer burgers over hot dogs. Are you the same? Or are you in the minority where you like encased meat over the burger? We go to Joey G in Melrose Park. What's up, Joey?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Good. How are you?
What's going on, Joey?
I love Joey G. He's one of my favorite parts of Cap and J Hood.
You got some big shoes to fill today.
I think Cap's what? Nine and a half?
What do we think Hood is? Hood's probably like what?
Oh.
Hood's probably a 13.
12, 13, okay. 13, 11, yeah. 11 and a half. Yeah. Sometimes if I know that there's going to be a limited release on sneakers, I'll go up to 12. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's up, Joey?
All right, now that we got the shoe size done, it's got to be a Vienna hot dog if I'm going to eat a hot dog. And I like a double dog on French bread at a picnic or a barbecue.
Okay.
Going back to your question about are you supposed to bring something, you're correct. You will not be invited to my house if you come empty-handed.
Now, Joey, what do you want people to bring you? Do you want them to bring food? Do you want them to bring drinks? Do you want them to just bring something? We talked about it in the meeting today. Ice is always a favorite at parties because you can never have too much ice. What do you want people to bring to your party? If people are listening and you're going to Joey G's house this weekend, what should they bring you?
Bring your own booze.
Ooh, okay.
BYOB.
And I'll supply the food.
I like that, Joey. Thanks a lot, man. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, happy holiday.
Thank you. We go to David on the north side. What's up, David?
Yo, it's Davis with an S.
Oh, Davis, sorry, Davis.
I've actually talked to you on the radio, and you actually got my name wrong a second time.
Listen, I'm not trying to pass the buck.
I was going to give you a pass. I wasn't even
but
try
the screen
to talk
says,
about
the
you know what? No. You know what, Davis? I will take the blame.
David, and so I will say David. Your name's Davis. I apologize, Davis. Hold on, Davis. We'll put him back on hold. We'll reset. Thanks, Joey G. Have a good weekend. See you guys later. Davis on the north side. What's up, Davis? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I appreciate the correction. 66% of the Americans are wrong. It's encased meat all day. But I'm going to represent the vegan voiceless. Vegan hot dogs all day.
Ew. I should have
vegan hot dogs. Now you're David. Now you're David again.
Now you're David again. On a tortilla?
On a tortilla, man.
What is this?
On a tortilla, a corn tortilla. And then also, if you want to be the life of the party, bring guacamole, man. Come on.
All right.
One's going to say no to guac.
That's true. No one will say no to guac, but guac, I feel, is very subjective. Some people don't like tomatoes. Some people don't like guac. But vegan hot dogs. I mean, here's the thing.
With your lettuce bun?
There's way too much meat talk.
How about this?
On this station.
Davis,
not enough vegan representation.
Okay, question for you. Do you expect the person to have a vegan option, or do you bring your own vegan hot dogs?
Bring my own.
Okay.
Yes.
At least that's good.
Okay, yeah,
good.
That's the proper way to do it.
You're Davis again. Thank you, Davis. Appreciate it. Have a good holiday weekend.
You guys know what I'm bringing to all barbecues from this point forward, right?
Weed?
For me?
Oh, of course. Yes.
What do you like about corn?
I've had corn the last 3 nights.
It's a big lump of knobs. It's got the juice.
Can you imagine a more beautiful thing?
I can't. I can't. You know it's a little bit more beautiful?
I mean, look at this thing.
A little bit more beautiful than that? Shot or no shot? And we'll do that in just 2 minutes.